This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Hey, welcome to episode 159 of the Bobbycast. Brooks and Dunn stopped by our show, and we talked to them actually a lot more than was on the radio show because we recorded a bunch of stuff for the countdown. We recorded during the commercials, and so it's actually like over a 20-minute interview. So I wanted you guys to hear the full Brooks and Dunn interview because I love these guys, and I geeked out a little bit, but it was still cool to learn a lot of this stuff. So yeah, Brooks and Dunn, episode 159. Check out our other podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. Her husband should be on this week's episode if you're hearing it this week, or go back and check out the episode there. If you're into sports, The Sore Losers with Lunchbox Eddie and Ray talking about sports every day, and The Velvet's Edge with Kelly Henderson. It's a lifestyle podcast for women talking about fashion and beauty. So check all those out if you can. Subscribe. If you hear this right now, go and write a good note over on the page where you can write notes, because sometimes people don't write good notes. That's not very nice. Here it is, the full conversation with Brooks and Dunn in its entirety, unedited. Enjoy episode 159.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Brooks and Dunn.
They're not even in here yet.
That's kind of cool to hear that.
But Brooks and Dunn are about to be in the studio. I know.
Remember last time I hung out with
Kicks?
Brooks.
Yeah, Kicks.
Remember
Brooks?
When I told you that embarrassing story?
No, save it though. I don't remember.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
What'd you say to him?
Do not.
What'd you
bring
say to him?
Up. No.
You're at dinner?
Stop.
There, hey, where they are.
Stop.
That's not them. It's like a surprise party. It's not. No. There they are. There's Ronnie Dunn. There's Kicks Brooks. Come on.
You people will clap at anything.
We definitely will, but come on. You guys have a seat. Come on, friends.
How's it going?
You work every day with this many people around?
I'd
be nervous.
We need a big staff.
But I stay nervous.
We're not very good. I'm not very good alone, so I got to have all of them to make me better. Look, this is cool for me. Listen, I know that we've met. I know that, when did we see each other last? At the
DC, near our nation's capital.
Yeah, and so, but this is, you guys have never been on my show. And that's this is pretty cool for me, if I'm being honest with you.
It is pretty cool for us.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn are here. Kicks, you and I met, I don't know if you remember, but the first and second time I played the opera, you were playing. And I went into your room, and you were very nice to me.
That was you?
That was me.
I think the first time we met, actually, was at in Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right, for the tornado,
We both did a benefit together out there. And
that's right.
Yeah.
I had to get over there quick, and your manager was nice enough to go, hey, get on the plane, and then you and I flew back together.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say that because I don't know if you want to know how rich you are.
Shut up. It wasn't my plane. Whose plane was that anyway?
I was just saying, who knows?
I just got on and nobody said anything. So
yeah, that's me too.
Luckily, it was going back to Nashville.
More important than that, this could turn into a payola trial.
Yeah, that's true.
For a jet ride?
And Ronnie Dunn. Come on, Ronnie.
What? Okay.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Shut up. Have you seen you?
What are you about to say?
I'm going to say nothing.
Open the door.
We've all been just like, I used to get on the radio and beg you guys to come in.
We should listen to the radio, man.
Kicks, I would call your radio station and be like, hey, can Kicks come over? And they would be like, no. And I was like, I don't care if we work for somebody
else.
Nobody
ever told me anything. I know.
What's up with this project? Because I know about it. It's out. There are a couple songs out today. How do you feel when someone does, like, a celebratory project toward you, Ronnie? Like, they made these songs. The two that are out today, Luke Combs is Brand New Man. Kane Brown does Believe. Like, how does that feel when someone celebrates you and makes your music?
Well, it just kind of makes you feel kind of old, you know? And then I, that's my neurosis. And then I get over that and go, dang, how cool could this? It's super cool, you know?
And they started
it. And to get in the studio with these guys, you know, and get to do it in real time. You know, in today's, you know, digital age, everybody's like, guitars are going on across town. This, drummers are over here. Singers are over here. One's over here. We all got in the same room and did it.
I'm going to hear this. Yeah. There's some headphones there if you want them, but I'm going to play a little bit of Brand New Man from Luke Combs. You can check this out right here. So you guys are in the room whenever that's happening? Like, you guys are making that with them?
Yeah, oh, Dan Huff put us, the producer, old school, in the room with, like, next to one another, face to face.
That is old school.
And, you know, Luke actually had posted him and a couple of his band guys acoustically playing Brand New Man. And it got sent around to us. And, you know, we just said, dude, that's cool. You know, it's great. And it's kind of how this got going. It really wasn't our idea. A couple of different, Casey Musgraves was doing Neon Moon in her show and whatever. And our manager said, man, these acts seem to dig y'all's music, and there may be a project here, you know? So we're like, what? And I guess he came back about a month later and said, hey, I got a big list and everybody seems to be in. So we said, well, shoot, let's sing them again.
Here's Kane Brown doing Believe.
If there ever was anybody deserved a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man.
So good. Come on.
Tell me that there's,
isn't it crazy? Because that's a legendary song for you. Like, I'm a massive fan of you guys. And I'm okay sitting in front of you telling you that. I'll geek out a little bit.
Thanks.
I think I have, every time I've met you, I've geeked out. And that'll always happen. But, like, that song didn't even go number one back in the day. And when I hear that, that's quintessential Brooks and Dunn. Right? That song didn't even go number one. And everybody knows every word to it. That's,
you know,
crazy to me.
Well, no, I mean, so many career songs that come along for you as an act, that's like they don't necessarily hit number one. You know, and that song was long. You know, I remember Keith Urban doing it with us in the Country Fest concert, and he turned around in the middle of the show, and he goes, or the rehearsal, and he goes, "This is no like 2 minute boy band song." So. Yeah, it's just so many.
I think Kane was a great surprise there.
Kane, he stepped up.
I mean, and his records are one thing, but when you plug somebody into a song like that, and that's Ronnie's tune, I can't take any credit for it. But I think we both just kind of looked at each other when he started singing and went, "Wow, this is going to be good."
No, when he really started singing and just like bared down on it, man, it's like, dude, all the stuff you need in your voice is there.
Love it. So. The whole new album, by the way. There are two songs out today, but the whole album comes out April 5th and Reboot. And so who else is on it? Casey's on it. Kane and Luke, obviously, are on it. Luke Combs. Who else?
Thomas Rhett, Brett Young.
Dang. Lanco. I mean, I have the list.
Yeah.
If you want me to just read it. Yeah.
Please.
I just act like I don't know everything. I know everything.
It's early,
like,
Bobby.
Come on,
help us.
Brothers Osborne, Ashley Bobby. McBride, John Party, Brett Young, Lanco, Midland, Cody Johnson, and Tyler Booth.
That was fun.
You know, all those guys. I can make comments about all of them, but you probably don't have enough time.
Let me ask you a couple questions. I always want to know in my heart. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we do it? Can I ask, like, some Bobby Hart questions?
Go.
All right, because when I've spent time, I don't want to geek out, but now you're in my world. I can do whatever I want. It's like, welcome to Bobby's house. Okay, so you guys got together like 31 years ago. I looked it up, like exactly 31 years ago.
Holy cow.
So you get put together, right? Like, it's suggested that you guys should meet each other, right? So who makes that suggestion, and what's the first impression you guys have of each other when you meet?
Take it, KB.
Well, Tim Dubois called us both up
He was starting the label Arista at the time, Nashville, with Clive Davis.
He'd already signed Alan Jackson, so he didn't want another boy singer. He was trying to get one of everything.
Yeah.
And he'd signed Diamond Rio. He'd signed Pam Tillis was his girl.
Total formula.
Yeah. And the Judds were breaking up, so he was determined to get a duo.
He needed a new duo.
Exactly. And so, you know, he just said... We literally met at lunch over a bad enchilada, and he pretty more or less offered us a record deal if it worked out, if we could work together.
He didn't really say that. He said, yeah. Go away and write some songs, and yeah. We did. And he came
that
back.
Same week, we wrote Brand New Man and Next Broken Heart. That was Tuesday. We wrote those songs on Thursday and Friday, demoed them, and took them back, and he jumped up and down, and then he offered us a record deal.
But when you write Brand New Man, do you go, oh, this is something? Like, we didn't even know each other, 3 days ago, but we wrote Brand New Man. This is something.
We didn't know. We never know. You never know when you write them and until they, they're become hits, I guess.
I thought popular. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I really did because, and Ronnie had that idea, I'm a changed man, and it was my near miss on what if we changed that. But he already had I saw the light and I was baptized by that. And Ronnie came from Oklahoma. He hadn't been hanging out in Nashville for 10 years like me. So he had a lot of fresh ideas that I think we get bogged down in formula writing sometimes when you're doing that for a living. So it was, for me as a writer, it was really a breath of fresh air, honestly, to have some new ideas that you weren't just sitting in a room and everybody passed around 20 times already. And it was fun. We wrote a lot of stuff early that... Yeah. I thought it had some good energy to it.
Whenever Boot Scoot and Boogie happens and the dance blows up and I actually learned a two-step to Boot Scoot and Boogie. Like a big part of my life was being in Arkansas and this girl named Carrie Carter had the biggest crush on. I was like, I'm going to teach you how to two-step and Electric Slide, by the way. Both of them I learned to Boot Scoot and Boogie, the same song. Yeah. And so when the Boot Scoot and Boogie starts to be a thing, did you guys come up with that dance? Did you guys know it was going to be a thing? Like, how does that whole thing happen?
I wrote it in Oklahoma, and we played a big club there called Tulsa City Limits. And we had to do cover songs, and you play club, bars and mm-hmm. stuff. They don't want original stuff. And these people kept coming up and asking us to play it again. So I kind of thought, maybe there's something there. So we'd sneak into the set late at night. But they were doing those dances, and the dance, all the line dancing, and all that stuff was already up and going, strong in Oklahoma, Texas. But down there, if you play a song or play in any of the clubs, and they don't dance, then you're out. So we had to write songs that kept people moving.
Yeah, you had to write.
In turn, sold beer
or alcohol. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So that
was it. I've never been close to a line dance. I mean, I can two-step a little. I would kill myself. I'm the clumsiest person in the world. I'd kill myself trying to line dance.
Well, we used to stand up on the stage and go, yeah. I'd do that.
That looks dangerous.
The Boot Scoot and Boogie was such a big part of the song, though. Like, for two guys that don't dance, like, that was such a massive part of the song, was the music video. Man, I remember watching CMT. That's crazy. That's awesome. Can I just stand here and tell you how awesome you are for like 15 minutes?
Shit.
Like, this is the best thing. Am I geeking out too hard right now?
It's fine. Keep it going.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so... How about these Las Vegas shows you guys are doing? Like, you come back together, right? I mean, I bet that pays so much, right? Those Vegas shows. Holy crap.
A little change.
All this and money, too?
I mean, right. Like, you get to play all the hits. And that do you stay in Vegas for, like, 3 or 4 days? They put you up? How does that work?
They give us all a suite. And have you seen The End of Years yet?
Mm. Oh, they're that big, huh?
Like Elvis, you get a suite and roller skates.
Come on.
You get a butler. Yeah. A couple of butlers, so if you want something anytime you get that. But other than that, you're going to get a good view.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks at a time, 4 times a year. So you're out there, you do 3 shows a week, and, get some golf in. And it's just fun to stumble down from your hotel room onto a stage where all your guitars are in tune, and it sounds the same as it did last night. And just to sing and play, it's about as greatest situation as you could ever hope for. And it's fun to sing those songs again. I think it was good for us to get away from it for a few years. And Reba, we got a great referee out there. So, it's we've been having a good time, honestly.
We mentioned earlier we're at the Kennedy Center Honors. And you guys have a longer relationship with Reba than I do. I'm, again, a huge Reba fan, and she's been great to me. But how did you guys become friends with Reba?
Gosh.
She hired us in 92 or 93, yeah. I guess.
She was the first tour that that we actually got hooked up with and hired us. I think back then there were like four or five major tours, Strait, Alabama, who else?
Vince, I think.
Yeah. And then Reba. So she had a spot and gave us the opening spot.
She gave us 10 feet of stage in 10 minutes.
And $100 a night.
Yeah.
We took it.
$100
Crazy.
But a few years later, we both kind of got a good wave going and hooked up, I think, in 96 and maybe 97. We did some co-headlining together. We had 21 trucks and 19 buses out on that tour. So for a hillbilly band, it was a big bunch of stuff.
No, no one made any money, but it looked
good. Wow. What song is it? What gets the biggest reaction when you play it? Like, what song? Because you have so many hits. People probably react differently everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But what's the one where people go, boom, first lick, they got it?
I'd probably say My Maria.
Maria.
Oh, come on. That's a jam. Yeah.
Maria.
Gotta be kidding me.
For me, sleep is so important when I do this show. I'm sure whatever you're doing today, sleep is so important, but you feel like maybe you can't get quality sleep because you're so busy. We're all busy. We need to have the perfect conditions to get that good rest. And let me suggest to you a Sleep Number bed.
My sleep number is 30.
I love mine. There has never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. Now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $899. If you're a couple that disagrees on mattress firmness, well, fear no more. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. You're gonna love it. I love it. Going now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You will only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/bones to find the one nearest to you. The world is full of sounds that warn you of danger. Like, if you get a little too close to a rattlesnake, you're the ch-ch-ch-ch. But in the digital world, if your personal information is in danger, there is no ch-ch-ch-ch to let you know that you might be in trouble. The good thing is that LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices, like malware or emerging viruses, if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK, enter the promo code BONES for 10% off at LifeLock.com. I love LifeLock. I have used LifeLock. They've helped me so many times. LifeLock.com.
Amy, we have freaking Brooks and Dunn in here.
I know.
Isn't this crazy? Anything you want to ask? I've been hogging this whole interview. I have like 10 pages of notes I made last night.
No, you're doing great. You got it. You I made last. From here.
Here's page one. Tell them they're awesome. Check.
Going by particular formula.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Page two. Remind them how awesome they are. Yes. Page three.
Good luck in the future. See you later.
Brand New Man was the first one. First number one. What's that number one party like back then? First time you get a number one.
Oh,
back
man.
In the day, you hit number one, what do you do?
I know Donna Healey threw us a party.
It was head of Sony at the time.
I just remember we were big into, you know, our logo is this longhorn steer on steroids, and Donna didn't know the difference, but bless her heart, we turned the corner on our party, and she's got a cow out there, you know, with these little horns. I just remember going, okay, well, that's good effort, you know. But
branding, not.
Yeah.
Did it ever get too big for you guys where you go, you look around and you go, holy crap, like this is a lot. Like a lot of trucks, a lot of stage. Did it ever go, this is a show?
It's just a matter of personal, you know, I guess, subjective viewpoint. But there was a time when it was growing to the point to where you get on the bus and the door would open and shut like every 15 minutes. Somebody going, hey, man, we need more lights. We need to add the lights. What do you think about adding, you know, more monitors and that kind of stuff? And that's the most strenuous part, I think, just dealing with the day-to-day. Going, God, I hope we're not going to step out there and, you know, not have enough equipment. And it was kind of out of our wheelhouse. You know, it's like, I just want to sing and write songs. It's like, there's more to it than that, obviously.
You ever do the thing where you yell the wrong city? Like, what up, Tupelo?
Yeah, we were talking the other day about it.
It's those weekends awesome. When you're in Rapid City and Cedar Rapids and, you know, some other something city, you know, that where you really have to remind yourself. I think the worst mistake I ever made that way was we played the basketball coliseum at Michigan State. And I was really disoriented walking to the stage. And I'm going, God, what town is this, though? I know we're at Michigan State. But anyway, I see their logo going to the stage. And I went, okay, I got this. So well, you want to scream something when you go out there. You know, I walked out there. And I go, how about you, Trojans? And it's just like, boom. I'm like, I know. I saw it was on the wall. You know, I went, oh, I'm Spartans. You know what I mean? Spartans are like, boo. You know, no, you're not coming back, dude. It's like halfway through the show, they start to kind of clap
really
and smile again.
That.
Yeah,
that's funny. Come on.
So we started typing. We don't duct tape.
Right, you wrote the city on the ground, right?
Yeah. I swore I'd never have to do that. But
Red Dirt Road, you both wrote that, right? I heard Kix did the heavy lifting. Does that mean you come in with most of the article?
He jumped up on the bus one night after a show. And he said, I've got this idea. And did you have the title or whatever? We started talking about it. I said, well, I grew up like on rural Route 3 in El Dorado, Arkansas, kind of, you know. And we talked about a lot of that stuff. And I'm not sure we didn't have the chorus, you know, well on its way.
So funny how we remember this stuff.
Yeah, everybody writes a song with, co-write with, have a different story.
I'll tell you what really happened when
after he tells it.
Exactly. So this is my lie, and I'm sticking to it. And then I remember us having to like take off and go, and it was a long, long drive, like from somewhere to Oregon.
We landed in San Francisco, and we had a show in Sacramento at Arco.
See, I'm in Oregon. You're on the other coast.
It's okay, anyway. You're on the right coast. Okay. They're both over there.
All right. So anyway, here I am in Beijing. the buses take off. We get up the next morning, and Kix's bus is parked up in front of us, and I see him get out, and his hair is like, it looks like he's been through a freaking World War III or something. And stumbles up on the bus with his guitar, and he plays the song, the verses. And I was like, good God, man. Bingo. You hit it. Boom.
You can tell.
Done.
So what really happened? Ronnie wrote down primarily those great lines from the chorus on the airplane flying to San Francisco. You had Terry McBride with you. And he hands it to me and goes, what do you think of this? I'm like, shoot, that is great. And we had this discussion about where we grew up and the Red Dirt Roads. And we had decided to name our album that, but we said we got to write a song that goes with it. So I jumped on my bus. He jumps on his. And we head for Sacramento. And I just grabbed my guitar, went to work. We get there, him and Terry go knock on my door and go, let's go get a steak. And I said, cool, but you got to hear this first. So I made him listen, and in rare Ronnie Dunn form, he went, I love it. That's freaking great. I went, what's wrong with you? Let's go. Let's eat a steak, drink a beer, all that kind of stuff.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com.
TECOVAS.com. TECOVAS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. What was the one hit that you guys had with over 23 number? I think you have 23 number ones. I looked earlier. What's the one where you wrote and you went, that's the one? Like, you could tell immediately, because I'm asking the flip side of this in a second. What's the one where you went, that's a hit?
Red Dirt was pretty close. I mean, I think that was a moment where we were all sitting around and he played it for the first time and went, ooh, I think we've got it. Then we went in the studio and then it, you know, here comes that lick. And then it just turned into a, like, boom.
I couldn't wait to get home and play that for Mark Wright, because we had started gathering up some songs, but we needed that anchor and to go with the title, you know, and it's just that moment where you go, we did it.
So many variables, you know, contribute to that aha moment. And a lot of times it's just when you sit down in the studio not knowing where it's going to go, and the guitar player, usually it's a guitar player, will sit down and hit that lick. And he hit that intro lick, bah, 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 and it just turned into like a kind of an anthem kind of thing. And away we went.
On the other side of that, what major song, what big hit do you guys have that took forever? And you're like, oh, this thing took forever to write. We didn't get it right in producing it the first couple times. We didn't put it. Like, what's the struggle song?
They're all struggle. That's like having to go do your homework. Like, it's fun to sing, fun to play. But
I think Hillbilly Deluxe was one that was a totally different song than Believe, but it was a song that never, you know, barely got in the top 10. It might have made it, might not even made top 10, but I watched our sales double. And it's some of those songs, just like Believe, people to this day go, that song changed my life. Those songs that have the impact and that really make a difference in whatever, they're not always those ditties that slam up to number one on radio or something like that. But you feel a connection to your fans and to your career that you're like, man, that's that one got down there. That one did some good.
You know, the song that, and I've often referenced it on the show, we talk about songs that actually make you, like, physically cry or feel something. Like, Cowgirls Don't Cry? Are you kidding me? Are you still? If that thing comes
on. Have you heard that, man?
Look out in the audience and see big cowboys just like, oh, man, start wiping tears away.
That song still get. I've heard the song 10,000 times, and I hear it again. And I don't know if it's Reba being in it too that pushes me over the edge, but are you kidding me? Then she sings it back after her dad dies. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's funny. There were a lot of redheads that had a part in that. Terry McBride has a redhead daughter. I have two daughters that are redheads, and then Reba, the Reba factor in there as well.
That song. That.
And they're all into horses.
That song, guys. I'm telling you. I don't know if I've said this yet, but you guys are awesome. Have I told you guys that so far? Just making sure.
Sure.
All right. Page 4.
I think you checked that one. Yeah.
Page 7. Tell them they're awesome. Listen, April 5th, the Reboot record comes out. There are two songs out today. Luke Combs with Brand New Man, Kane Brown with Believe. Brooks and Dunn's here. Let me say this, too, because we have a lot of listeners on our Vegas station. Reba, Brooks and Dunn together in the Vegas Coliseum at Caesars Palace. And so the 2019 dates on sale now are June 26th, 28th, and 29th, and July 3rd, 5th, and 6th. So I hope people go check it out. I'm going to go. You know what? I don't ever go to anything, right? Because I'm busy.
You should go.
I'm way cool, right?
You're everywhere.
Well,
you are.
I'm not that cool, but I am everywhere. I'm trying to be cool. I'm working. Ronnie, I'm working hard. I'm a hardworking man.
We talking about
hardworking man. I was talking to Ronnie about Dancing with the Stars. I was like, dude, I just got off that show and I saw you guys. And I was like, I'm tired, Ronnie.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's what everybody says.
I was like,
it's hard.
I was tired. I'm going to want to watch one of these shows.
Well, come on.
Can you give me some tickets?
We got some people, don't we?
This is when I hit them up on the air.
You show up, you're
all right. Brooks and Dunn, And yeah, check out. I'm excited about the record. I'm excited to see you guys. Appreciative of both of you guys, like individually, because until DC, I hadn't seen you guys together ever. But I appreciate you guys being cool to me. And yeah, thanks, guys.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for doing this. Thanks, no kidding. Appreciate it.
One more time.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I just want you guys to know. You're a big part of my growing up and loving country music in a small town in Arkansas.
Damn, my hat's getting small.
It was, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Page six, get out of here.
This is it for me, man. I can retire now. I've done it. Yeah, I've done it all.
This is like, there's only a few people he geeks out on, and it was probably Garth.
And Brooks and Dunn.
Reba
and
y'all.
Brooks and Dunn. I mean, because you guys are what I literally grew up with. Like this is my childhood right here.
That does make us feel good.
What town in Arkansas did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up in a town called Mountain Pine, which is 700 people, outside of Hot Springs.
All right.
But you know, as I do, you grow up in a small town in Arkansas, Oklahoma, you go everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned El Dorado. I know it well. We used to play ball down there.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm going to let you guys go. You've been here a long time. I'd like to do a couple more hours, but we can't. Ronnie's trying to walk out the door right now.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm going to get out of your way. I feel like you have work to do.
Brooks, good to see you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. Are.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.